Exodus, Chapter 5, The Dust of a Pharaoh. When Moses chose to suffer affliction with the Israelitish people rather than to accept the throne of Egypt, the popular verdict, we can well understand, was that the young man had thrown himself away. His name must have been a byword in the court for all that was foolish and fanatical. But the scripture says that he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. His choice was not a blind one. He weighed both sides, and decided that the honor of being a Pharaoh was not to be compared with the glory of sharing the reproach of Christ. After his death, Moses was raised to life, and he appeared with Christ in glory on the Mount of Transfiguration. We know, therefore, that he now lives in the city of God, amidst glories that human eyes have never seen. What about the Pharaohs, among whom he might have ranked for a few years? They are but dust. Some have been discovered in recent years, and may be seen in museums for a small entrance fee. An incident that occurred several years ago is thus related. Brugsch Bey, the famous explorer of the tombs of ancient Egypt, who discovered the mummy believed to be that of the Pharaoh who oppressed the Israelites, recently found another mummy, on the coffin of which was the royal cartouche, indicating that the body was that of one of the pharaohs. He was delighted with his discovery, and with great care packed it up for conveyance to Cairo. On arriving at the railway station, he was directed to have his luggage put in the luggage van. The Bey was concerned about its safety, and insisted on its going in the carriage with him. The officials consented on the condition that the fare was paid as for a living passenger. Brugsch Bey accordingly paid Pharaoh's fare, and the mummy went in the passenger coach. At the custom house of Cairo, a new difficulty arose. The custom officers demanded duty. The Bey explained that the package was the mummy of a pharaoh, and that no duty could be levied upon it. But the officers were convinced that it might be made dutiable under some category, and they searched their list for a suitable class. Finally, they decided to charge for it as dried fish, on which a duty is imposed. The Bey scorned to contend about the small charge involved, and the mummy having been weighed and the duty paid, the dead body of Pharaoh entered the capital of Egypt as a package of dried fish. With such contempt did they treat the body of a potentate, who, in his lifetime, doubtless received the homage of all who came into his presence. In his case with startling force were the words of the prophet fulfilled that the terrible ones shall be despised and shall become as chaff. E.J. Wagoner.